From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
It is very important to point out for this story, there are two separate conversations people are going to try and have here.
Yeah.
Do you want to do this? And should you do this?
Okay.
And those are very different questions because there are some folks who work for the government out in Ontario County that have made the news in a not so great way this morning. And how you come down on whether or not what they did is okay says a lot about how you handle yourself. At your job.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There's a scandal at the Ontario County Courthouse.
Ooh. So what happened?
According to a story on 13WHIM. I'm kidding. Ooh, I sent you this story. According to a story on 13WHIM, multiple employees were drinking on the job.
At the courthouse?
This past election day.
Oh, really?
So it turns out Fall Fest is something they do out there at the Ontario County Courthouse. It's a paid holiday for state workers, but county workers it is not. It also falls on Election Day. So Fall Fest, according to the story, is a tradition that includes games, cook-offs, and an extended lunch break for the county workers in Ontario.
Almost like a holiday party for your workplace.
Yeah, right? Sounds like it, right? So this year, according to the investigation, it became an entire day-long event that included elaborate office-wide decorations, games, karaoke, and alcohol.
Damn.
The report found that some employees were drinking screwdrivers, which is champagne and orange juice.
Oh, yeah.
Another had bottles of liquor, alcohol seltzers, and other drink mixers.
Mm.
All in all, the report from the investigation says that 20 Ontario County employees were drinking at work. And as part of the decorations, the report says that one employee decorated the office as a fictional strip club from The Sopranos.
Oh, no.
Wait, they had the bada bing? The bing is open?
I just want to point out, that was something you planned ahead of
time. Yes, it was.
Like, that wasn't just like a thing that they decided to do last minute.
Decorations inside the bada bing, according to this report, included, and I quote, a large pile of white powder on a desk made to look like cocaine. Costumes included employees dressed like strippers.
Oh, wow. Now that's a party.
That's what they said when they walked in.
God damn.
Okay, so let's put the bada bing aside. County employees allegedly drinking on the job at work in Ontario County. Tommy Mulay, does this bother you?
Well, I mean, it was a party. It was a holiday party, right?
While working.
Well, kind of.
Right, but it sounds like they probably didn't
have... It's a tradition to have a party, it sounds like, but... I don't know, taking it this far, if that's a tradition.
But was anything going on that day?
I mean, work.
Wait, you said there was an election
day? It's an election day. So look, I get what you're
saying. But they're not involved in that part of it.
There's probably not much to do, you're saying?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay, it's a valid question. Valid question. All right.
I mean, I would have toned down the stripper crap.
I can't.
Like, why draw attention to it? But
could you imagine?
You took it too far.
But this is a party with coworkers.
Yes.
Like, I don't even care where your workplace is or what you do. Like, that's got to be so freaking awkward for everybody involved.
I would think, well, let's put it this way. We know about it.
Yeah.
So that kind of tells me maybe somebody in the building
maybe
was like,
this isn't right.
Because we do it here. Oh, we did do it here. We had Christmas parties, and we were open and working.
Well, yeah, but that one time we did the strip club decorations, everyone kept screaming at you to put your clothes back on. Nice breasts, though. Really nice breasts.
But we've done it.
But that wasn't during work hours.
Yes, it was. We were open. We had live microphones.
Okay.
And it was a Christmas party with clients, and there was alcohol.
All right. So, one, I think our business is different. This is government.
It is.
But let's put that aside for a second. What we're doing now is work hours.
Yeah.
When everyone was invited to this Christmas party knowing there is alcohol and food. And look, I get you trying to make an argument to justify drinking on the job. I knew this is where it was going.
Wasn't like, you know, a memo like, hey, this is the theme this year, strip club.
I hope there wasn't a memo that said strip club. All right, Kimmy, county employees allegedly drinking on the job in Ontario County, does it bother you?
The only reason it bothers me is just because, like, it had to be awkward for people involved. Like, you know what I mean?
For the stripper stuff.
Like,
let's take the stripper stuff.
Let's just say alcohol.
I think it puts pressure on some employees to be cool with it when I'm sure that they weren't. So I'm sure that there were people that felt very uncomfortable with the whole thing. And I understand the pressure of, like, still wanting to, you know, act cool and be cool around it when you're not. So my problem is more like the dynamics of the workplace, not so much like what they do and where it happened.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263 if you want to jump in. We'd love to hear your voices. You were saying, I'm sorry.
So in that report, it doesn't say anything got out of control.
So I will say this. It is important to point out no one interviewed during the investigation said they saw anyone drunk at the party, just drinking.
They were consuming alcohol.
Just the fact
alcohol.
That it was there.
Yes.
All right, so yes. I'm cool with it.
All right, but here's the thing.
What? I mean, a lot of times, a lot of businesses like Google, they got beer in a joint.
But let's talk about that.
Yeah.
This isn't Bob's Accounting Services.
I know.
This isn't Julie's
Lawn
Care.
This is the courthouse.
I mean, it is. These are people that work for the district attorney in Ontario County.
This is where we rule.
I would think just the risk versus reward is kind of out of whack here. And again, someone was bothered by it enough.
Right.
Where well, there's always a square.
Wait, let's talk about that. I'm sorry, Kim. I don't mean to cut you off. You are bothered by someone who is bothered by people drinking on the job.
Yes, yeah, so if it didn't get out of control, what do you care?
Well, you would hate every second of this. Imagine workplace karaoke.
No, you shut him down pretty quick.
Like, take all the decorations out of it. Just like the activities and games would be enough for you to leave.
Yeah, true.
This isn't for me, guys. I'm out.
I mean, look, man, if you want to make the argument for, like, having a drink or two on the job a certain time, I'll listen to that. That's fine.
All
That's
right. fine. So you're with me.
No, I'm not, because you can't sit here and say, oh, if you don't like drinking during the job, then you should be
I smell alcohol. It's terrible.
I think that's a fair thing to say at your job during work hours. Is that not fair?
I don't want to hear it,
man. I'm not that guy. But I would understand
why you're close to that guy.
And why am I close to that guy?
I don't know.
Hiding booze in the plant over there near Josh Allen's crotch. Got your Josh crotch booze.
My Josh juice.
All right. Fill in the blank. You ready?
What?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this story again. According to 13 Wham, multiple employees were drinking on the job at the Ontario County Courthouse during Fall Fest, which is a holiday they do out there. Mm. It's like a party all day. Normally, they like leave early and go somewhere, right? But they were drinking on the job, doing their thing. No one was drunk, according to the report, but this has caused a problem. Tommy, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
It is okay to drink on the job when?
When? It's okay to drink on a job.
Give me an example of when it's okay to drink on a job.
I would say Fridays.
Wait, what day a week? Yes.
Friday afternoon, like winding down.
Okay, Friday happy hour. You're good with that.
No. Yeah. Happy hour is after work.
But his happy hour starts afternoon.
No, but if somebody wants to break out a bottle, you know, around 3 o'clock and we're winding down for the weekend.
What's the point of being at work at that point?
Well, good point.
But that's the problem here. What's the point of being at work?
I also say around the holidays, if somebody wants to break out a little spirit, a little fun, a little nod,
okay,
a little spike in it. You know, I say anytime you get around the big holiday.
I say
by the end of this century, we are controlled by drunken idiots and stripper poles.
Kimmy, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
It is okay
she's nothing.
Can we let her talk? Can she finish?
Yes.
Can't you finish?
Yeah.
Kimmy, it is okay to drink on the job when?
I was going to say holidays.
Okay.
Right, for the holidays. It's not
semi-cool.
No.
For a lot of places, like, it's a little bit more relaxed. Like, you're kind of winding down for the year.
But I just said.
No.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. No, you want it every Friday.
you said once a week.
Yeah, like a Friday starting at 3.
So let me give a little background before we go take calls. And I see you guys there. Please don't go anywhere. For those who don't know, Tommy used to drink all the time. Live on the air.
Yeah, he used to sneak it in his coffee.
So it used to be the 9 o'clock hour on Fridays, right? That was when he would crack open the booze.
As far as we know.
Okay.
We had that bottle of Crown Royal.
So then it started bleeding into like 8 o'clock on Fridays. Mm-hmm. And then it started bleeding into 7 o'clock on Fridays. Then it was, I'm going to start the show by putting this in my coffee. Then it was like Wednesday, here comes the bottle and the cup. And he was drinking all week long on the air.
Yes.
So don't sit here and be like, oh, Friday. Because, bro, it doesn't stay that way.
Well, for me, it did.
No, okay, but that's everybody. You give, and I'm going to sound like you, 1% or Tommy. You give a little bit of an inch, and people just grab it and run with it. And they fall down because they're drunk.
And eventually it levels off. I don't drink anymore.
Yeah,
at work. How about that?
How about Matt?
Matt.
You're nailing it. Let me see what. Shake that tree right now. Shake it.
There's nothing in there. I would see behind this tree.
It also sucks, too, because I think, like, if you gave employees this option, like, let's say you did do every Friday afternoon, you got to have, like, a beer or two. Like, most people would probably do it responsibly, but it only takes one or two people to take it too far and ruin it for everybody. And that would happen every time.
Yes, every business has those one or two people. Yeah. All right, 252 WCMF. We've been rambling drunkenly.
Yes.
Let's talk to Tim. He's on CMF. Hey, Timmy, how are you, buddy?
Morning, boys. How are you?
Good, man. What do you got?
Listen, so first of all, the whole Ontario County thing, it's politics. It really is.
Well, no, it's legitimate politics. It's the district attorney's office.
No, it is legitimate politics, and the district attorney is up for re-election.
Yeah, it's
and
politics.
And I'm telling you right now, you know, the counterpart is the person that let it seep, and he used to be a part of those parties, too.
Okay, but hold on. That aside, and look, I get what you're saying. That aside, the question is not, is this underhanded politics of the news? The question is, Tim, are you okay with your coworkers drinking while you're working?
Yes.
You okay, what do you do?
I own a small company.
Okay.
So we were doing. I come from back in the old days when there was martini lunches. So
there's a reason why it's a small company.
Good point.
No, I mean
I'll make sure I send you one of those trees with the bottle on the bottom.
No, Timmy. In all seriousness, right? Like, I understand that we sit here and we go to our regular everyday jobs, right? And this is what it is. But I mean, the fact of the matter is, these people are getting paid with taxpayer money. I mean, that's not a little bit problematic?
Honestly, no.
Okay.
Why should they be held to a different standard than everybody else is held? If
well, I would
elected,
like them to be, then, personally.
I mean, it is the district attorney's office, Tim. I mean,
I would like them to be smarter be held accountable.
But that's not the district attorney. You know, if you want to hold him to a higher standard, okay. But everybody else, they're just a worker. They just happen to work for the county.
Okay, but to that point, and I guess it comes down to discipline, Tim. I don't mean to come down on your heart, Tim. We're just having a heated discussion. So, like, the DA was aware this was going on, at least according to the reports.
Okay.
It sounds like it, according to 13WHAM. So you would be okay with the DA being disciplined then for knowing this was happening and not stepping in?
I think since it's been an ongoing thing even prior to his term, I think that they should just set a new policy and say, this doesn't happen anymore.
I kind of thought that was already a policy, no drinking at the DA's office.
But from what they said on the news last night, this isn't the first time it's happened.
Oh, no. So, of course, okay, I just want to be clear. Hey, Tim, thanks for the call, buddy. Good luck with your small business.
See you guys.
All right, there goes Tim.
What are you
saying? According to the story on 13WHAM, this has been a thing. Like, this day has been a thing for
years. It's a tradition.
But according to the story, the drinking either happened, it started afterwards.
It was the problem where the drinking was happening more
after
so
hours.
Than the drinking itself.
Yes.
It started after hours.
At least if I understand
that's
the story.
That's what they made
correctly.
It sound like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they started to adopt the old break room policy of breaking it out at 7 o'clock in the morning in your coffee.
Like, here's the thing, man. If there is a political office doing things the way the break room does it, that is a problem for me.
Probably.
There's a reason we're not running for office. Because we'd get elected easy. No, I mean, Tommy, look, I don't mean to sound like an old man. It is taxpayer money.
My contract taxpayer money. Where's the way I just spent?
You know I'm right.
The amount of money that gets wasted in government, man, is where you're going to draw the line.
Do you hear yourself right now? Do you hear yourself? But I think it's easy to...
Mimosa, next. Mimosa Monday.
No, it's mimosa this day.
Oh.
They were making
screwdrivers. By the way, I don't think that's how you make a screwdriver.
OJ and champagne, isn't it? No, wait, what am I thinking of? You're right, it is a mimosa.
Yeah.
What is a screwdriver?
A screwdriver is not champagne.
Kimmy, will you Google what a screwdriver is?
No, I think you're right. It's vodka and orange.
Vodka,
right?
That's it. Yeah. I'm an idiot. Yeah. I am dumb.
They're delicious, too. If you like your vodka, those things go down smooth.
If you like a vodka, are you sure you're not drinking
today?
They
go down smooth, baby.
I also have a question, because did you say that there were employees that dressed up like strippers?
Yes.
Yes.
How is that not going to be an issue?
So there were chicks
later on?
Walking around. Like,
I don't know. We don't know.
It could have been guys, I guess.
All right. So
as like a joke.
So
I don't know.
According to the story, they do a theme every year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the theme for Fall Fest 2024, and I'm quoting 13WHAM right now, was Anthony. So the theme was Anthony. So some people showed up as Tony Award-winning musicians.
Okay.
Others dressed as murderers or serial killers associated with the name Tony. Quote, according to the report, one employee decorated the office as a fictional strip club from the Sopranos.
Sopranos?
Tony. Tony Soprano. It's actually, they wrote, Sopraners. I'm sorry to whoever's editing the stories out there too. Right. With decorations including, quote, a large pile of white powder on a desk made to look like cocaine. Costumes included employees dressed as strippers, Hannibal Lecter in a prison jumpsuit, and the DA as a character from the Book of Mormon.
So there could have been ass hanging out.
Well, no, I can't.
I don't know.
Well, stripper.
Yeah, I love how that bothers you. I love how women's outfits bother you more than alcohol.
Yes, it would.
You 1930s Southern preacher, you.
No, but no, it's not the fact that.
I just hope nobody was pressured into doing that.
All I'm saying is
You do you. If that's what you wanted to dress up as,
I mean, if the employee, she's got a sweet little can, that's one thing.
All right, well, now it's inappropriate.
But if you got one of them big country ass asses, man. I don't want to see that thing thonged up.
You got a country ass ass?
I don't want to see it thonged up.
Thonged up country ass ass. I just want to be clear. Just so
big old country ass belly and stuff.
Just so we're getting Tommy's point. This is freedom. It's America. You should be able to drink on the job. This is America. Women should cover their bodies. That is your take.
Unless you got a nice little country clipper.
Okay.
Please say something.
This is why... No theme party at work should ever happen.
Why?
Because no matter what the theme is, you are drunk.
Get him out of here.
I know. No matter what the theme is, somebody is going to take it too far. Somebody's going to put a spin on it, like to try to be different. And oh no, now we have a problem.
She got drunk and thong in the work.
She's totally right. All right, everybody, we got to move on. I'm sorry. I'd love to talk to all of you.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
If you saw this go down, it would be scary.
Yeah.
You would probably also immediately burst into laughter.
Oh.
Because just the sound of this would be hilarious. And it all stems from an altercation between two men.
Okay.
Because, Tommy, when the heat gets turned up and the words turn to actions, whatever you can get your hands on in that moment turns into a weapon.
So what are we looking at now?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. If you have not yet, I encourage you to log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch.
Yeah.
Our live stream is up and running, the break room WCMF, on our live stream, on YouTube, excuse me. You can also catch every show we've ever done. It's saved right there. You can also follow our social media pages. Mm-hmm. Kimmy, where can they find us on Facebook?
On Facebook, the break room.
Okay.
Facebook.com/thebreakroom.
All right. I would encourage you to do that right now because it turns out that they have just released a Tommy Mulet action figure.
Wow, look at that.
That you have to lay your hands or lay your eyes on. You can also find that Duffy on WCMF on Instagram.
Yep. Or, I don't think Tommy's on X at WCMF Breakroom. Okay. Also there too.
I don't think Tommy's happy with the X.
Well, it's a little.
It's dead on.
Dead on?
It is.
I look dead.
It is dead.
Well, it looks like a corpse.
Dead effing. Odd. It is.
It's like a side character action figure that didn't sell.
I look like a prune. I'm not pruny.
I mean, the outfit's spot on. You got the loafers in there.
The face. It's like Michelangelo carved him out of granite. So go check all that out from your friends here in the break room on CMF. So earlier this week, we told you about a story of a man assaulted by a can of beans.
Yes.
This story happened just east of us. Authorities say the incident started with two men getting in some kind of argument just after midnight.
Oh, late
night. And that's when you let it all hang out.
Oh, yeah.
So that argument led to an altercation, Tommy. And police were eventually called after a 34-year-old man hit another person over the head with a guitar.
Oh. Wait, El Kabong?
Bong! He smashed it
Was he like Belushi? Remember the Animal House?
I gave my love a cherry.
Oh, my God. I hope it wasn't electric.
Okay, so put a pin in that because we'll loop back around. The guitar victim had to be taken to the hospital for a laceration on his head.
For a Gibson?
Other than that, it seems like he was okay. The Pete Townsend alleged assaulter was charged with second-degree assault. He's also going to have a hell of a time filling out his Guitar Center insurance form. All right, so right off the bat, as you just said, we have to draw a line.
Yeah.
Because if this is an acoustic guitar, as scary as it would be to see,
yeah.
right, it's funny for like five different reasons.
Yeah, it breaks apart.
However, If he smashed an electric guitar over his head, it's a totally different scene.
Bend this fender over your head, son.
I would not laugh at all if it was an electric guitar.
Well, yeah, because you'd probably be almost dead.
It's solid wood. You could kill somebody hitting him with an electric guitar in the head. So let's hope.
Right, acoustic.
Acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
We also didn't consider this could have been a bass guitar.
Oh.
Which would also be less funny based on what noise would have been made.
Okay. But when you say bass guitar, you're talking about an electric bass.
Either one, electric or acoustic.
Like an upright.
No, they make acoustic bass guitars like sideways.
Do they?
Yeah, where you been, man?
I don't know if I can't picture it for some reason.
I mean, I know upright bass and electric bass. I never saw one.
So
there's a bass you could play that's not plugged in.
Yeah, where have you been? Did you never watch MTV Unplugged?
But I always figured those guys were plugged.
Yeah.
No.
I did not know they made an acoustic bass.
Yeah. I was picturing the upright, too.
Right.
No.
Like the old school jazz guy.
You can buy a bass.
You could really wallop somebody with that thing. That thing is tall as bass.
How would you even get it over your head to hit him?
Well, one of the big, tall bass guys.
No, bro, that thing, how much does a stand-up bass weigh? I know you could spin
probably
it.
Probably pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Well, you could spin it if you were in the Brian Seltzer group.
Or the orchestra, one of those two. Yeah.
But I also thought, it says guitar, right?
Yeah.
Because I was told, because I always thought a bass was a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told bass is not a guitar. There's a guitar and a bass. Those are two different instruments. I thought they were the same thing.
No, I thought the one you played sideways was called a bass guitar.
They don't consider it a guitar.
Oh. Who's they?
So it's just a bass?
I was instructed on the old school show that it ain't.
Oh, yeah. Those guys were all brilliant.
Well, no, they do seem like guitar snobs, though.
Yeah, we had a lot of musical snobs. I think,
okay. Take bass out of it.
All right.
Is this guy a serious guitar player who used it as a weapon or someone who had it lying around the living room? And I ask serious guitar players who are listening, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because if the allegations here are true that he smashed a guitar over this guy's head east of us, if he loved that guitar and played it on a regular basis, there's no way he'd smash it over someone's head.
Well, I mean, if you did get smashed by a guitar that somebody really cherished, you deserved it.
Yeah, they had to be pretty angry, to your point.
I mean, you were really running your goddamn mouth, man. I love this guitar, but if you don't shut up, I'm going to smash it over your goddamn head.
Yeah, they were willing
you're
to risk.
You're a pain in the ass, man.
Risk the thing they love the most.
You deserved it.
Okay, I guess it's also possible that this person would be so proficient at the guitar, the instrument has become an extension of their arms, and maybe it's the most natural thing they could have used. Right?
Oh, God.
It also matters the context of the initial altercation, because if the allegations are true here, we don't have any details about it.
Yeah.
Because if these were two guys just hanging out, doing whatever, and an argument led to an alleged guitar smashing, that guitar smasher is a total psychopath.
Right.
However, if these guys were playing together, like some kind of band practice, if you've ever been in a band, you know how creative differences can boil over into fights. If he smashed this guitar over this guy's head while they were playing music together, it kind of feels less psycho and more rock and roll.
Okay, the band's breaking up.
Yeah,
and literally.
I can't explain why,
all right,
but haven't most bassist frontmen and drummers had a guitar swung towards them?
Or gotten to some type of physical altercation along the way?
Yeah, like at some point, if you've been in a band for long enough, there has been an
somebody's
instrument.
Somebody's going to make a threat at least.
With an instrument. Yeah. Like there will be an instrument coming at you in your direction.
But it was midnight at a residence, right?
Yes, after midnight.
After midnight at a residence, we're assuming it's two men?
I believe it says in the story it's two men.
All right. So there could be like, he could have been ragging on him that you don't know how to play the guitar.
Right? Like, so you could be a Tommy.
Well, yeah, you could have been like a roommate that's like constantly strumming the guitar. And go, man,
that would drive you nuts. If that was a roommate situation, that could be enough to drive you
insane. You don't know how to play that goddamn thing, man. Why don't you put it down? You ain't going nowhere with that guitar.
Just yesterday morning, they let me. Boom!
Yeah. So like the guy gets pissed off and hits him over the head with the guitar.
I've seen fire, I've seen rain, and I've seen this Martin smash over your head. How about that? 252-WCMF again. We're talking about the story just east of us. Authorities say an argument led to an altercation between two men just after midnight, and police were called after a 34-year-old man, according to them, hit another person over the head with a guitar. It is the second, not unnatural, what's the word I'm looking for? Unconventional, excuse me, weapon story we've had this week. Earlier, we had a guy assaulted with a can of beans. All right.
Yeah.
Is the guitar the most dangerous weapon instrument you can use as a weapon?
Instrument. Oh, no.
Okay. Of the rock instruments.
Oh,
right?
They're just rock.
Well, let's start with rock. Oh. Like, I guess of the rock, it's the most dangerous because unless you're going to start chucking drumsticks at people.
Right. How about a cymbal?
You'd have to unscrew the
cymbal. Are you thinking of them like smashing somebody's head with two
cymbals?
Or just
picking up the hi-hat and hitting you in the head with it.
Cartoon style.
Well, okay, so you're going to grab it.
Bang!
No, you just want to hear the noise.
It'd be like a gong show.
No, it would be more. So you just keep hitting him over the head or. No, but I feel like
I have some rhythm to it.
Yeah. I feel like I can avoid a guitar. It would be harder to avoid a guitar than it would be to avoid a hi-hat. The hi-hat takes a little more work to get around, maybe. I mean, acoustic guitars are very light.
Okay. But you're just talking band instruments for a rock band. You don't have much to choose from.
Lead guy with a corded microphone. Is that more dangerous than a guitar?
Yeah, you could wrap that.
Oh, yeah. No, you could, like, whip it. Yeah.
Well, you think of choking them out?
But, I mean, you do have a cord. You do have a cord.
What about a mic stand?
Yeah, those are heavy on the bottom. Do we count that as an instrument?
Yeah, well, it counts.
Well, is a mic an instrument?
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. Okay, all right, so let's get out of the rock world. If we were to get into an orchestra fight.
Oh, man, now you got some heavy weapons, bro.
Yeah, but harder to toss. You can't toss around a tuba.
No, but if you get clocked by one, you're going to know it.
Clocked by a tuba? That sounds like some, like, dad, like, fusion band. All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the most dangerous instrument of all of the instruments that exist that you could use as a weapon? Because right now we got guitar. Tuba couldn't be used as a weapon. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Too heavy?
Right. Yeah.
Cello's too big to swing.
That's your big ass. That's basically a big ass bass.
So you have to go with like a long wind instrument, like a flute, oboe, clarinet, something like that. Because it's got some range. You can whip that thing around.
All right, so let's talk flute, oboe, clarinet. All right, so the oboe is the longest of them, if I'm not mistaken.
Could be.
All right, and it's got all them little metal pieces on it. Like you get caught by one of those, that's going to rip you open.
Sure.
But the flute is solid metal.
Yeah.
Which one would hurt more?
Probably, maybe the flute, but if you play the flute, you're not really a badass.
Really? Because Jethro Tull's waiting in the green room and they want to talk to you.
All right, maybe him.
Hey, Aqualung!
One Scottish flute.
So wait, but I love how you say that like an oboe player's wearing a leather jacket to practice. Like nobody who plays in an, okay, that's not fair. What? I was going to say nobody who plays in an orchestra is tough, but I don't want to get my ass kicked by a cellist. Are you like me now? Okay.
What about that guy that plays some big drums? You know, boom.
Oh, the
boom,
boom. Timpani? Is that
I don't know. It's like a big ass drum.
Okay, so would you use the mallets?
Yeah, but they probably don't hurt.
Well, they're soft on the end, right?
Oh, they are?
I think so.
Yeah, they got the little,
Right, so that wouldn't hurt.
Well, but I don't know if they're heavy, soft, or soft, soft.
Might hurt a little bit, but not the one I'm the most scared
of. It would have to be a brass instrument would be the deadliest.
Like a trumpet?
So trumpet might be the one you can swing the easiest, and it's the hardest, and it's got some sharp points on it.
What about saxophone?
Ooh.
Are saxophones an orchestra?
I mean, anything you put, anything you play can be in an orchestra.
Yeah, sax is kind of shape weird. How about a trombone?
You can hit it.
Trombone's a good one. Trombone, because you can extend and then
I think
see
there
it
was
coming.
But that comes out though; it'll come out completely.
There was a horror movie with a trombone.
Shut up.
There was.
Yeah, what was it called? The worst horror movie ever.
No, but it had like a knife on it, and it was stabbing a guy with it.
All right, so you said no tough guys play the flute.
Yeah.
Actor Terry Crews, the big strong guy, he plays the flute.
When?
This is according to Troy on Instagram.
He plays a flute.
When he wants to? What okay. Do you mean? When?
Okay, are you talking about, there's a movie called The Town That Dreaded Sundown, and it's about a guy with a trombone.
And he killed people with it.
Yeah.
And it had like a knife
on a killing
in it.
Spree?
Yes. It had like a knife on the end of it.
How much time did you have to watch that?
Bro, it was back in the day.
1976.
Yeah.
All right, Shelley writes us, as we're trying to figure out what the most dangerous instrument to use as a weapon would be. She says, the French horn, because it's round and it'll do a lot more damage to someone's head than a flute. This is getting...
So that's like Chuck Van Jone.
Yeah. Doesn't feel so good anymore, does it?
Isn't that the French horn or the flugelhorn?
I don't know. What are you asking?
Well, they're kind of shape weird.
Which one?
Both of them.
Which
they kind of like turn up a little bit.
Which one does he play? Well, it turns up when he plays
He played the flugel or the French. One of them horns.
We're getting a lot of votes for saxophone.
Saxophone's a pretty heavy instrument, right? Yeah.
Paul says you grab that sucker by the neck, swing it like a sword, it's going to hurt.
All right.
Vexed Patriarch, Texas, clocked by a tuba, the newest Eastman Quartet playing at the Fairport Music Festival. All right, so we were talking earlier about how if you've been in a band for long enough,
yeah,
you have been attacked by an instrument. Ripped Van Winkle gets us on Instagram. He says, Duffy, I've ducked a cymbal from a drummer setting up, and it's stuck in the drywall like odd
job. Can kill you.
Holy crap, it's that sharp?
Well, think about a cymbal, man. It's brass, right? It's a solid piece of brass.
Maybe.
Is it and brass? It's sharp, yeah.
Okay, but I thought
that's like a saw coming at you.
I thought the edges were like rounded enough where that wouldn't happen.
But it's thin. And it's heavy.
I don't know.
And it's metal.
I don't play the drums, man.
And it hurts.
I don't play the cymbals.
I'm out of words.
Oh yeah. Hand cymbals would be the most dangerous
pow.
One.
That's what I thought he meant when he said cymbals.
Ta-da.
Yeah. you could do like a show with that.
Yeah, but you can't do that at the end.
Karate moves with it. Because you could throw it too, like a Death Star.
And they got that, and Kimmy, they got the leather things on them so you can use them like nunchucks, right? But here's the thing. Like, if you've seen the original Ninja Turtles movie, you know that they did the cymbals on that guy's head, right? But I don't think that would incapacitate you enough just hitting you.
What if you came up with, like, those crazy monkey dolls? Like, keep doing it.
But what, yeah, I mean.
Around your head.
I think I could take that. I mean, I don't want to try, but I think
we could try.
No, I don't. I don't want to try. 252 WCMF is off of this story of a man getting hit in the head with a guitar just east of us. We're trying to figure out the most dangerous weapon. Mike's on CMF. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
What up?
I'm going with bagpipe.
Bagpipe?
How?
Bagpipe. You can assault several people with a bagpipe. It's got all those pieces sticking out of it.
You grab it by the bag, you just start swinging it around?
Isn't the bagpipe itself just hearing it?
What were you saying, Tommy? I'm sorry.
All right. Hey, I got to go, but thanks.
I'm bored with you guys now. Bye. Thanks, Mike.
I would say just hearing the bagpipe is an assault.
I don't know why you're so anti-bagpipe.
Because they suck.
Okay. Apparently not, because two countries love them very much.
Yeah, two countries that nobody wants to hang out with.
All right, so James is now just giving us facts.
Okay.
Like, we're not having fun. James is going to straighten us out. He writes us on Instagram, a tuba player could easily drop that over the head of another person. What, like the tube part?
Yeah, it's like a cartoon. Like, you wear like a hat.
I feel like we are having this discussion based on cartoons you've seen.
And you just see my legs underneath, right, running around?
So he's got all the orchestra information. Oh. You brought up timpani, the drum. Timpani?
Yeah.
He says most timpani mallets are hard at the end, so that could be dangerous.
That's that big drum that boom, 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 boom. That one.
I think so.
All right.
And the flugelhorn, according to James, is a marching French horn.
Oh.
So
all
we cleared all of that up.
Wow.
Thanks, buddy.
Get all my blowers.
252 WCMF. Wait, your mom and her sisters were there? They ran in the family. We're going to give Byron the last word on CMF. Hey, Byron, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up?
First time caller.
Oh, we've been asking, where's Byron? When's he going to call?
Byron?
So do you think he, like, plugged his guitar in and turned the amp up really loud, played, like, a really loud note, and then he bonked him over the head?
I mean, that way, if he had the plug-in acoustic electric, that would be the funniest way to do it. Wait a minute. Byron, could you be electrocuted if you smashed an electric acoustic over somebody's head? That might be the most dangerous.
Oh.
That would be the very Looney Tunes of this whole situation.
I mean, I think
to play out that way.
I think acoustic guitar over the head is already Looney Tunes enough, Byron.
Very. Yep.
Byron.
Byron,
is that your real name or did you give us a fake name?
That's my real name.
Are you named after somebody?
Byron Nelson.
My father.
Okay, there you go. That had to be it, because no one in their right mind would just choose Byron.
The golfer.
I know. Crazy, right?
By the way, what do people call him? Real quick, what's your nickname?
Usually in my family, it's Little B, but my friends call me Borg.
I love it. I love Byron. Byron's my new favorite guy. Byron, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Little B.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Look, I know you don't believe this exists, and that's fine.
No, but I'm going to keep an open mind.
Well, you can't prove it doesn't exist.
Okay.
And the fact is, this woman says she has proof, at least a little evidence, that it's there.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. There is a new search underway for the Loch Ness Monster in Scotland.
All right.
Yes. So a woman who was touring Loch Ness was looking at the water with binoculars while she was there.
Okay, this is as
this is in Scotland.
In Scotland, yes. when she says she saw a dark gray shape break the surface of the water.
What?
Wait, she saw Nessie.
This is what she thinks.
All right.
And then dive back down. Mm. Now, she managed to get a picture on her cell phone quickly as it was going away. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Picture, not great.
Yeah.
Not a great picture. It's
always a blurry picture for some reason.
It's not even a blurry picture. It's just like the break of the water. But
yeah,
she shared this information with the Loch Ness Center in Loch Ness. And because of that, the center is now organizing a massive search once again for the monster in the lake.
This big-ass lizard.
Yeah.
So
Nessie, as they call
him. If Nessie is still alive, she would have to be in her 90s.
Well, there could be,
there could be baby Nessies.
Yeah, multiple.
But who?
Well, that's a great question. Well, but I make the same argument for Bigfoot.
We've only spotted one monster. It would have to have a lady monster. She would have had to have been knocked up.
Yeah.
Swimming pregnant.
I don't know. Maybe she lays eggs.
How
bitching,
else?
Like a dinosaur.
Having to go out for like ice cream and pickles for this Nessie.
How else would it exist if it didn't come from another Nessie in the first place? No, that's what I'm saying.
So you're thinking there's a whole family down there.
Well, there would have to be. At least, there would have to be more than three.
Well, you'd have to have two for sure.
Well, yeah, but it would die.
By the way, so what?
Okay. What?
The water's freezing cold.
Yeah.
It's a lizard.
Okay.
It don't live in the cold.
To be fair, you don't know what it is.
Yeah. It's a lizard. It's a dinosaur. It's a lizard.
Well, that's what it looks like, but we don't really know,
It looks like a standard-ass, long-neck-ass dinosaur.
You look like a lizard. You live in Rochester.
Man, I'm constantly complaining about the cold. Maybe he's just down there bitching about the cold. Okay. Like, wouldn't you go south after a while?
Well, how? He's stuck in a lake.
No, why can't he get up and walk out?
I don't know. Maybe it only swims.
Wait, it's never walked out of the lake once.
We don't know if it can walk. It might just be like a fish.
It's not a fish.
How
it's
do you
a
know?
Dinosaur.
It could be a weird-looking fish.
I love how you're such an expert on this thing we've never seen.
Anybody's ever seen. All right, so here's the thing.
It's in a confined area.
Yes, I believe so.
It ain't the ocean.
Well, which is why it would be staying there.
And what does it eat? Because it's huge.
Fish.
No, but you would have to eat all the fish in that lake. That lake would be void of fish.
But we don't know how big it is.
It's big.
How do you know? This thing you don't believe exists, now you're telling me it's bigger than I think.
So they did have the dimensions one time if it did exist.
That doesn't even make sense.
No, because I based it on other dinosaurs that it looked like.
Okay.
So they go, if it's this kind of dinosaur, and it was freaking huge, man. They would have to eat like 7 lakes of fish a day to keep it as fat ass.
All right. There's a reason I bring this up. But, all right. Rochester.
But I'm keeping an open mind.
Okay. There are three like famous monsters. There's a Loch Ness monster. There's Bigfoot, and there's the Yeti. Is that fair?
The Yeti is the snow swampfoot.
Okay, fine.
The snow version of Bigfoot.
Yeah. All right,
it's the same animal though.
Okay, we'll go with two: Bigfoot and Loch Ness.
All right.
Rochester has a history with Bigfoot.
I just want to point out we didn't know if we were related to Neanderthals earlier in the show, but you happen to know that Bigfoot and Yeti are related?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're cousins. Yeah. Hey, it's Yeti. Haven't seen you in a while. All right, so Rochester has a history with Bigfoot. There have been several Bigfoot sightings west of Brockport over the last, like, 35, 40 years. In fact, when
turns out just fat guys in hoodies.
All the guys with three heads. Yeah. Oh, my God. No, when this came up a few years ago, when we discovered that there were all these Bigfoot sightings, we brought it up on the show, and we got three phone calls of people that had stories. One man who swore on his life he had witnessed Bigfoot.
Yeah.
All right. 252 WCMF, between Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster, which one is more likely to exist?
Well, if you're going to base it on if it could happen, it would be Bigfoot.
Why is that?
Because it could actually exist and thrive where this Loch Ness Monster, there's no way it could be down there.
But I'm going to counterpoint. If Bigfoot exists, right, the odds that in all of these years we haven't had a confirmed rock-solid Bigfoot sighting is strange. Loch Ness, the Loch Ness Monster, is confined to one space. So if it's always underwater, it would make more sense why you wouldn't see it. There's tons of, animals in water that we've never discovered before.
But this thing's huge, like, and it's one lake.
Okay, but Bigfoot lives in the greater Rochester area, but he's never walked into a Dollar General.
Way more places for Bigfoot to hide.
Oh yeah,
you know.
But why?
But it could actually exist based on food and air and how it walks upright. It could hunt. It can sing. It could talk.
In my head, if one has to exist and the other doesn't, Loch Ness Monster is more likely to exist.
I'm trying to explain your basic biology.
Bro, nobody's hit a Bigfoot with its car by accident. Seriously. Think about that. Think of all.
Hey, Nobody fishing has ever hooked this goddamn fish dinosaur thing.
Nobody fishing's ever hooked a blue
how
whale.
How big is the Loch Ness? How big is that lake?
I don't know. You want to Google it? By the way, you're going to get a number. We're not going to understand what it means.
No, but I don't think it's a big lake. It's a lock, so it's small. It'd be like something around here. It'd be like
it would be like something around here. He says.
I'd say I bet you it's no bigger than what's okay, the smallest finger lake we got.
Well, the biggest finger is the one your mom wanted.
Gotta bring in my mom's coochie meat.
It was all damp too.
My mom's damn coochie meat.
Gotta wash your mom's damn coochie meat out of them jeans.
Okay.
Show was awesome.
It's 21 miles long.
That's huge!
It's Canandaigua Lake.
No, it's Canandaigua Lake is smaller than 21 miles long.
I think Canandaigua was like 17
miles.
No,
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's about, how much did you say?
I think Canandaigua was like 17 miles.
No, bro, 21 miles is two-thirds to Batavia from here. Dumbass.
Okay.
Okay, Canandaigua Lake is 16 miles.
You're an idiot.
So roughly the size.
Not roughly,
but
a third bigger.
But you're telling me want to point out, Loch Ness is not very deep.
Oh, so it can walk on, around on his tippy toes with his head sticking out of the water. It's a kiddie pool for dinosaurs,
not
man.
Not very deep. Another difference between the Loch Ness and your mom.
So you've got a shallow lake for a big-ass lizard.
It's kind of deep. Because I just compared it to Canandaigua. Canandaigua is 276 feet deep. Can I read the information? Or
I'm
do you
listening.
Want to tell me?
No, it's very good. Thank
okay.
you. You're
Canandaigua is about 276 feet deep.
Okay.
Loch Ness is 433
feet deep. So it's double.
Deep. Yeah.
All right. But that's still shallow.
All you're proving is the Loch Ness monster doesn't live in Canandaigua Lake.
But if there was a, so let's say Seneca Lake, which is huge and deep.
Okay, again, she's going to do the research, and you're going to, once again, be proven.
I think Seneca is like 600 foot.
Yeah, he's right. Seneca Lake is deeper.
Because that's why the Army used it.
618 feet.
Okay, how long is it?
So I think it's 22 mile.
It's 37 miles.
Wow, is that long?
So you're telling me.
Wait, is that long or like length. In circumference?
No, long, like this.
Yep, the length is 37.9 miles. Wow. So...
Go all the way to
so that kind
it
of
would,
makes
from here. Loch Ness that's yes, it's
that's
a fact.
Lake,
that
Ontario.
Is a fact of the world.
Okay,
kind of seems like Loch Ness. Like now that I'm picturing it, it seems much smaller.
All right, so let's say that we had a mythical sea monster in Seneca Lake. There's no way we would have caught it
I mean,
by
there's
now.
There's people out on boats on that lake all the time.
They would be fishing for it. You don't think some bass angler would like to pull that son of a bitch out and slap it on a dock? And win angler of the year because you caught the monster.
And can't they do that sonar thing? Is
of course they
called, where they can see
yes.
like if there's something big.
Yes!
If there's something big under
they
there,
they can, and they did, and they found nothing. Oh. I thought the Navy put down like a submarine and looked around.
The Scottish Navy.
Yeah,
but no, they.
It's not that impressive.
You know why the sonar didn't work right. is because the captain in the submarine kept talking, which threw the sonar off. You remember what?
Oh,
that
I can't find anything down here. Oh, Jesse, where you at, honey? I'm looking for your little coochie out there. Where you at?
For God's sakes!
All right.
Oh, I just heard something. She said God's sakes.
All right, let's take a break.
Launch the torpedoes right into a coochie.
Shut up.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.